Lesson 13. 1 Nephi chapters 10 and 11. Introduction. After hearing his father Lehi's account of his vision, Nephi desired to see, hear, and know for himself the things Lehi had seen and heard. While he was pondering his father's teachings, Nephi was caught away in the Spirit of the Lord and received his own vision. This vision is recounted in 1 Nephi chapters 11 through 14. In 1 Nephi 11, we read of the tree of life, the rod of iron, and the great and spacious building, as well as the Savior's birth, baptism, ministry, and crucifixion. Note: sharing anonymously. You may want to invite students to anonymously report in writing what they are experiencing during their daily scripture study. Collect their responses and read a few to the class. Hearing the testimonies of fellow students can encourage others in their personal study. Some students hesitate to share testimonies and spiritual experiences openly because they don't want to appear boastful, or they fear others will judge them or treat their experiences lightly. Anonymous reporting allows students to share spiritual experiences without this fear. Suggestions for teaching. 1 Nephi chapter 10, verse 1 through chapter 11, verse 6. Lehi prophesies of the Messiah, and Nephi seeks to know the truths his father taught. Ask students to consider the following situation. Three young men attend the same church meeting. After returning home, one young man feels that the meeting was boring and a waste of his time. Another thinks the meeting was nice but is unaffected by it. The third returns home, uplifted by the Holy Ghost, and receives inspiration and direction for his life, even beyond what he was taught in the meeting. How is it possible that the three young men could attend the same meeting but have different experiences? Explain that this situation is similar to the experience of Laman, Lemuel, and Nephi when they heard their father's prophecies and the account of his vision. Laman and Lemuel did not understand their father's words and disputed about what they heard. Nephi, on the other hand, turned to the Lord for understanding. He provided an excellent example of how to seek and receive revelation. Invite students to look for a principle as they study Nephi's experience recorded in 1 Nephi 10 and 11 that will help them seek and receive revelation for themselves. Briefly summarize 1 Nephi 10 verses 1 through 16 by telling students that after relating his vision of the tree of life, Lehi also gave a series of prophecies. These included details of the coming of Jesus Christ to the earth 600 years after Lehi left Jerusalem, his baptism by John the Baptist, his crucifixion and resurrection, and the impending scattering and gathering of Israel. Divide students into pairs. Invite them to read 1 Nephi 10, 17 through 19 aloud together, and look for what Nephi desired to see, hear, and know. What did Nephi desire to see, hear, and know? The things that his father had seen by the power of the Holy Ghost. Point out the phrase "mysteries of God" in verse 19, and explain that it refers to spiritual truths known only by revelation. See Guide to the Scriptures, Mysteries of God. What principle can we learn from verse 19 about how we can learn truth by the power of the Holy Ghost? Students may use different words, but make sure they identify a principle similar to the following. If we diligently seek truth, then God will reveal it to us by the power of the Holy Ghost. Write this principle on the board and invite students to consider marking phrases in verse 19 that teach this principle. To help students understand this principle, invite a student to read 1 Nephi 11 verse 1 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what Nephi did to diligently seek truth. Note: help students understand the meaning of doctrines and principles. Once students identify doctrines and principles as they are found in the Scriptures, you can guide discussions that help them better understand these truths. These discussions can help students analyze the meaning of a principle, understand the principle's relationship to other doctrines, and identify ways to apply the principle in their lives. What did Nephi do to diligently seek truth? You might want to invite students to consider marking the words desired, believing, and pondering. How do our desires affect our ability to receive revelation? How might believing that God can reveal truth to us influence our ability to receive revelation? How can pondering help us receive revelation? Invite students to think of a time when diligently seeking truth has led them to receive revelation by the power of the Holy Ghost. It may be helpful to mention that revelation can include receiving guidance when making a decision, gaining increased understanding, receiving comfort, or receiving an assurance that something is true. Invite a few students to share their experiences with the rest of the class. You may also want to share an experience about a time when you were blessed to receive revelation by the power of the Holy Ghost as you diligently sought truth. Invite students to consider what they will do to diligently seek truth so they can receive revelation by the power of the Holy Ghost. Invite students to read 1 Nephi 11:2 through 6 aloud with their partner from earlier in the lesson, and look for questions the Spirit asked Nephi while the Spirit and Nephi were on the mountain. What questions did the Spirit ask Nephi? What did the Spirit promise Nephi? 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 7 through 36. Nephi witnesses the condescension of God. Summarize 1 Nephi 11, 7 through 15 by explaining that Nephi was shown the tree of life. He described it as, quote, "the tree which is precious above all," end quote, and asked to know what it meant. Nephi was then shown a vision of an exceedingly fair virgin in the city of Nazareth, after which an angel appeared to him. Invite a student to read 1 Nephi 11:16 through 17 aloud. Ask the class to follow along, looking for what the angel asked Nephi and how Nephi responded. What did the angel ask? Write the word condescension on the board. What did Nephi know? What didn't he know? Explain that the word condescension means the voluntary descent from a position of rank or dignity. You may want to invite students to consider writing this explanation in their scriptures next to 1 Nephi 11:16. The angel showed Nephi several examples of the condescension of God. Write the following scripture references on the board. Divide the class into three groups. Assign each group to study one of the scripture references and to prepare to report what Nephi saw. 1 Nephi chapter 11, verses 18 through 23, 1 Nephi 11, verses 26 and 27, and 1 Nephi 11, verses 28 and 31. After sufficient time, invite a student who studied 1 Nephi 11:18 through 23 to report what Nephi saw. Show the picture, the birth of Jesus. Explain to students that the condescension of God refers to both God the Father and Jesus Christ. To help students understand how these verses teach about the condescension of God the Father, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Bruce R. McConkie of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Quote, "The condescension of God lies in the fact that He, an exalted being, steps down from His eternal throne to become the Father of a mortal son." End quote. From Bruce R. McConkie, The Mortal Messiah, Volume 1, page 314. Invite students to consider marking phrases in verses 18 through 23 that indicate that God is the Father of Jesus Christ. Remind students that the phrase, "the condescension of God," in verse 16, also refers to the condescension of Jesus Christ. To help students understand the condescension of Jesus Christ, invite a student to read aloud the following statement by Elder Gerald N. Lund, who served as a member of the 70. Quote, "Here was Jesus, a member of the Godhead, the firstborn of the Father, the Creator, Jehovah of the Old Testament, now leaving His divine and holy station, divesting Himself of all that glory and majesty and entering the body of a tiny infant, helpless, completely dependent on his mother and earthly father, that he should not come to the finest of earthly palaces and be showered with jewels, but should come to a lowly stable, is astonishing. Little wonder that the angel should say to Nephi, "Behold the condescension of God." End quote. From Gerald N. Lund, Jesus Christ, Key to the Plan of Salvation, 1991, page 16. Explain that in addition to his lowly birth, the Savior demonstrated his condescension during his mortal ministry. Invite the students who studied the remaining two scripture passages on the board to report what Nephi saw. After students report, consider asking the following questions. What did Nephi learn about how the Savior would spend his time in mortality? How do the Savior's actions show his condescension? Invite students to read 1 Nephi 11, 32-33 silently, looking for what these verses teach about the condescension of Jesus Christ. What do verses 32 and 33 teach about the condescension of Jesus Christ? Show the picture, the crucifixion. In what ways might the Savior's suffering and crucifixion provide the ultimate example of his condescension? What does the Savior's willingness to condescend to suffer and die for us demonstrate about his feelings for us? Help students identify the following truth. The condescension of Jesus Christ demonstrates his love for us. Invite students to consider writing this truth in their scriptures. Write the following questions on the board and invite students to answer them in their class notebooks or study journals. How does your knowledge of the birth, mortal ministry, and atonement of Jesus Christ help you understand the love that He and Heavenly Father have for you? How does knowing about the Savior's condescension and love influence your feelings about Him? After sufficient time, invite students to consider sharing with the class what they wrote. Summarize 1 Nephi 11, 34-36 by explaining that Nephi was shown the destruction of those who fight against the apostles of the Lord. Conclude by sharing your testimony of the truths discussed in this lesson. Commentary and background information. 1 Nephi 11, verse 1. The importance of pondering. Elder Gerald N. Lund, who served as a member of the 70, taught the importance of meditation in the process of seeking revelation. Quote, "Take time to ponder and reflect. Get away from the bustle of life. Find a quiet place and take time to simply sit and think, to listen to your thoughts and feelings, to open yourself to the promptings of the Spirit." Note what the following prophets said they were doing prior to receiving important revelations. Nephi, "I sat pondering in my heart." Joseph Smith and Sidney Rigdon, "While we meditated upon these things." Joseph F. Smith, "I sat in my room pondering over the scriptures and reflecting." Joseph Smith, "My mind was called up to serious reflection. I reflected again and again upon the words of James." Sometimes we must deliberately put aside the cares of the world, put aside the rush of our daily lives, and find a quiet place and a quiet time where we can sit and ponder and reflect and meditate, and listen for that still small voice that whispers. End quote. From Gerald N. Lund, The Voice of the Lord, Brigham Young University Devotional, December 1997.